Hello, it's Alex once again from the Remote Work Life podcast. I hope this finds you well, wherever you may be in the world. I have just finished a day of work, so I wanted to just really, give you an update on the podcast because you may or may not have noticed that I've not been posting episodes as regularly as I used to and as regularly as I would like, as a matter of fact, because the last year and a half, I guess, has been fairly intense, shall we say. It's been pretty busy, so I've not had the opportunity to post as much as I would like. I've been focused with my clients, coaching my clients, and that has taken up a big amount of my time. As well as that, you may or may not know, I'm a family man as well, so I do obviously like to dedicate a fair amount of time to my family as well, so something had to give, and unfortunately that was the podcast. But it was always something that I want to continue, and I will continue. And in fact, although I've been quieter than I would like to have been over the past, as I said, few months, I've been producing content. I've been coming up with new ideas in order to reinvigorate the podcast and really begin to think about things that I want to share, because that's what the whole aim of the podcast was when I first started it back in 2019. It was all about sharing what I'd experienced myself and also what I'd learned from the many great remote business leaders, the many great remote workers out there. It was all about sharing what they've learned, what I've learned, in order to help you with your development, whether that be personal development, career development. That was the whole idea, and that's still the idea. But I, as I said, I've continued to, in the background, I continue to create content, and I will be sharing that content over the course of the next few weeks, next few months with you, in the hopes that it's going to help you. But I would always say as well, if there are areas of content that you want me to share, or questions that you have about work on a remote basis, or your, you know, personal development, career development as a remote worker, then please, you know, don't hesitate to ask. As I said, I've been very busy with my clients. In case you don't know, I help remote managers, professionals, freelancers overcome isolation and uncertainty in their life to get hired and fulfill their career goals. And that is a passion of mine, something that has, as I said, taken a huge swathe of my time, should we say. And it's something, as I said, there's learnings and sort of insights from that I can hopefully bring to the show to make it better. And there may be questions around your own personal development and career development issues that you want to bring to the table and have me cover on the podcast. So that's really, I guess, in a long-winded way, that's where I see the podcast going in the next series. Because again, I'm quite proud of the first series of the Remote Work Life podcast. I've been able to surpass 100 episodes. And back in 2019, when I established the podcast, I never would have thought that I would get that far, to be honest. I didn't necessarily have a number of episodes in mind when I started out. As I said, I just wanted to share what I'd learned. I've spoken to so many great people, and there's so many great people yet to speak to, that I think there's so much more fuel in the tank. And as I said, I've just got to get to a point where I want to be and will be more organized and consistent with posting episodes. As I said, the episodes will be around personal development issues and personal challenges that I've had myself, as well as those experienced by other remote workers. Because again, what I found is there's certain things from certain conversations I've had, you can learn so much from your peers. There's so much to be learned. And obviously, when you're working on a remote basis as a freelancer, as a manager, as a professional, it's probably a little bit more challenging. You have to be a lot more deliberate about your personal development. You have to reach out to your networks, different people in your networks. You have to be more deliberate about the things that you want to work on about yourself. And there's a lot of people in the community, in the world community that work on a remote basis, that are so willing to share what they've learned. And I am one of them. So personal development will be a key pillar, I guess, of the next series, shall we say, of the Remote Work-Life podcast. As well as that, career development is another key pillar that I'll be covering during the next few episodes of the podcast, because that's really in my ballpark in terms of my background. So I started out in recruitment back in 2002. I've been a hiring manager myself. I've recruited and hired and coached people to success in their careers. And that included, or that includes, shall we say, interview coaching, job search coaching, LinkedIn coaching, how to network, you know, how to connect with different people, how to connect with hiring managers, how to get your resume noticed, all these different kinds of career development and job search related topics. And again, the challenge is certainly there on a remote basis. There's so many people who want to work remotely. The number of jobs, or the number of job seekers or career changers or career developers, far outweighs the number of jobs that are out there. So there's I can't remember who was I was speaking to. It was a CEO of a pretty big remote company. I think it was Ben Congleton of Olark. And he was telling me that, I think it was Ben anyway, I think he mentioned that an application, or when they post a job, they have obviously far too many applicants. So they can sometimes have around about 600 to 1,000 applicants. And I think that's, I don't know if that's typical, but one thing is for sure, there is such fierce competition when it comes to job search, probably all the more when it comes to remote jobs and freelance opportunities. So you have to find a way of standing out from the crowd. So yeah, I think career development, something that I, you know, my coaching clients, we talk about on a daily basis. I coach anywhere from 15 to 30 people a week. So you can probably see why I've been just so busy for the last couple of years. I've coached a number of people on a weekly basis, the personal development topics, career development topics, how to stay on track with their goal, their personal goals, and how to understand themselves, all these kind of things. So this is going to be a centerpiece, or at least part of the Remote Work Life podcast going forward into series 2. But as ever, I will also be talking to and inviting some of the great remote businesses, business leaders, professionals, and innovators onto the show. I want guests onto the show. And incidentally, I have to apologize because I've been absolutely inundated with requests to appear on the podcast. I have not been able to get back to everybody because of the sheer volume of emails. So I want to say sorry to you. If you've emailed me and I've not replied, I am not ignoring you, although it may seem as I am. I'm not ignoring you. I am going to get back to you as I trawl through the vast numbers of emails that I've received. And I do receive a lot of emails about the podcast. I receive a lot of spam as well. It's just, yeah, basically inundated by requests. So it's a blessing as well as sort of a bit of a challenge in order to get through those emails. But I will get through those emails. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Please bear with me. So yeah, I didn't really want to say much more than that, but just wanted to prepare you for series two of the podcast. As I said, I'm creating content. I'm still working on different episode ideas and different things. So the other thing I would say is if you have questions, if you have questions that you want me to put to guests, future guests on the show, then yeah, I'd certainly like to hear from you. Probably the best way to get in touch with me is not email, I'll be honest with you. Probably is going to be LinkedIn. So what I will do is I'll leave my LinkedIn details in the show notes below, so you can get in touch with me via LinkedIn. That's probably the best way. And in the show notes, I'm also starting a YouTube channel. And the main aim of the YouTube channel is to just really, the first phase of the YouTube channel, should we say, is I'm going to be posting around about 100 remote businesses that I've researched. Because if you've been in the business of researching different opportunities, different remote businesses, it can be sometimes difficult to discern the legitimate remote businesses from the ones that are more dubious, shall we say. So what I've tried to do is, at least via the YouTube channel, is I'm going to start posting just little short videos linking you to those remote businesses that I've found so far. And that list of 100 is going to grow even more. And again, if you're part of a great remote business, then I'd like to hear from you, because I'd like to add you to that list so that I can then share what you do, what you're about, what your business is about with the podcast, with people around the world, so we can know about your great business. And that's the only real way. I think it was Nick Francis who said to me, the only way to really, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but there's still obviously people who are detractors when it comes to remote business. And it feels in a way that remote business, remote work is almost been tested in a way, for whatever reason. Because I mean, I know there's lots of great remote businesses out there. I know there's no need to do that. But there's still obviously lots of detractors when it comes to remote business. And I think he said something along the lines of, the only really way to really show the value of remote work is by creating great remote businesses. And I see it as part of my job to show those businesses to the world, so that, you know, that people can see those great remote businesses in action, and people can interact and learn from those businesses. And I think, you know, the traditional co-located businesses have got a lot to learn from remote businesses and remote business leaders, and vice versa. There's things, I'm sure, that we could learn from the co-locate. You know, it works both ways. So yeah, I see that. I'm a remote work advocate, as you may or may not have noticed. And as I said, it's my role, I believe, to really put a spotlight, shall we say, on the best remote businesses. And to that end, you can expect to hear more from the remote business spotlight, where I just essentially, not just on YouTube, but on the podcast itself, I'll be spotlighting and highlighting remote businesses, so that you can then go away, do your research and have a look and understand and learn a lot more about them. So expect a few episodes of the Remote Work Life Business Spotlight. Expect some great guests, hopefully, coming up in a not too distant future. And expect just to hear about, as I said, personal development questions, career development questions, and answers, nothing too heavy, but just things that may help you to grow and develop as a remote worker. So yeah, that's all I really wanted to say for this episode of the podcast. The only other there's one other thing I want to say. I just want to say thank you to you for continuing to listen to the podcast. It's being a podcaster is quite a lonely place sometimes, because here I am now standing in my office. Literally, I guess, feels in a way like I'm talking to myself, but I know that there are people around the world that listen to the podcast, he says. So I just want to thank you for continuing to support the podcast, and I really appreciate you. And yes, just please continue to do so. And as I said, don't be a stranger. Get in touch. Check out the link in the show notes. In fact, I'll be posting my link, my YouTube link. I'll be posting my LinkedIn link. And soon, I don't know if it'll be on this episode or the next, but I'll be posting a link to a PDF which has around about 100 listed remote businesses. So look out for that as well. So yeah, I'm all about sharing the love when it comes to remote work, sharing the different remote businesses out there. So look out for that. But once again, thank you to you. Please continue to support the podcast. If you can, you know, drop a comment. I don't know, is it comments? Drop a rating on the podcast. That will help me to spread the word, spread the message even further to more people. And yeah, once again, thank you, and look forward to sharing more content on the Remote Work Life podcast in the future.